Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 164. It's Millennials Boot Camp. Millennials, listen up. You don't want to be chuggy, okay? We're going to teach you everything you need to know to communicate with the up-and-coming generation so you don't get left out. And here is a man who's never left out of any of the fun. Here he is. It's Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Whitaker.
Yeah, I'm never, what did you say, chuggy? I'm never chuggy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. Never chuggy, Akiva Whitaker. Akiva, how's it going? Episode 164. This is your big bowling high score week.
This is the bowling. Honestly, a bunch of listeners messaged me. He's like, hey, let's go bowling. I said, fine.
Wow. What a flex.
Yeah, and then I said, all right, we're going to go bowling. So I'm working 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. right now on the Olympics. And, yeah. This is kind of shocking.
Yeah.
No bowling alleys are open that early. Bowling alleys got to, like, is nobody ever just trying to go bowling at 10 a.m. on a weekday?
I feel like that back in my youth, I feel like that there was like a lot of like bowling leagues where that, you know, that it would be like midday. Maybe, you know, COVID.
I thought the leagues were up at night, though.
I think that there are
unless
like
pro bowlers
for like,
that's their job to go during.
Well,
the day.
I know like from there was like a bowling alley that was near my high school. And when people would like go out to lunch and go to like there was like an arcade there and there would be like people people that are like. I don't know if they're senior citizens, but people had like were bowling during the day.
Yeah, they can't find a bowling alley that's open before 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. or after 1 a.m.
Okay. All right. So it'll have to wait. Okay. A little bit of a different format today. Okay. Uncle Kiwi is very busy putting on the O word right now. Okay. So we had time to get to our main course today. We will do the mailbag in a separate piece, but we want to hit our Saturday night every weekend better attend. So we will be bringing you the main course. We will do a mailbag and wheel spin in a separate part coming in the next couple of days. Is that okay, Akiva? We are, you know, trying new things here in year four of RENAP.
We're experimenting a little bit, and that's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, we are not experimenting with this format because it is a tried and true winner, because about 122 episodes ago, 142 episodes. No, what is this episode? What is one? What is this? 140. What's your high score?
164.
164. Yeah. So, okay. 142 episodes ago, we had this man on with us to talk about the Millennial Boot Camp, where he was teaching us words that millennials were using. And now that's how long this podcast has been on, that now it's like, okay, millennials are out. They don't know what's going on. He's here to teach them a thing or two. It's Phil T.
Wow. Hey, Rob, how's it going? Yeah, that was like pretty poorly branded. I will admit my mistakes. I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wiser. Mm-hmm. That was a poor branding. I think like the original Millennial Boot Camp was sort of a peek into the window of what was to come, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a cusper situation where, you know, it was mostly Gen Z stuff. And this is, you know, now
we tricked them. We tricked the millennials. We catfished them. We made them think it was about them. It was really about Gen Z. Sorry. Right. We apologize.
And it's never about them. It's never about them. And yeah, so now I think, you know, we snuck in the apostrophe S, mm-hmm. you know, the branding, the Puya branding change. That was, you guys fixed it for me.
Yeah.
Because I really did make a mistake last time. But this time I think we're a little bit more on target.
Yes. Actually, it was almost 3 years ago to the day. February 24th, 2019 was Millennial Boot Camp. So it's actually 3 years ago this week where Phil T first came on and taught us so many things that we still use to this day. Probably most notably our Ops, Akiva.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Even though we don't have any.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Right. You got rid of them.
Talked about who we had smoke with, who mm-hmm. had drip.
Right.
So many. Yeah. What were some of the other big ones, Phil?
Right. Yeah. I know. I mean, I didn't know if you guys wanted to like go over some of the stuff we talked about, because like I figured, like, you know, a lot of in my research that I've done over, you know, the past few days, I will say loosely, you know, I have recognized. I thought that I should wait to start this because, you know, who knows when it's going to pop up on the wheel. And, you know, and there's all of a sudden there's like new words.
Sure.
And I have to scrap everything I've done. So, you know, typical Phil T fashion, maybe I left it till last minute. Mm-hmm. Akiva messaged me and I was like, yeah, okay, I'll be good to go. You know, in my research, I actually found that, you know, a lot of it is still relevant. A lot of it's still relevant, you know, and, you know, there obviously are some things in the mix here. That we're going to talk about, but you know, capping still very popular.
Yeah,
you know, especially with the Among Us sort of phrase.
No that cap. Happened.
You know, there's a lot of capping in Among Us, a lot of being sus in Among Us. Mm-hmm. So you know, a lot of that stuff still around. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you know, Lil Pump, he's done. You know, Escones get it. That's we're done with Escones.
That was a big one. That was a big one.
I mean, it was a big one. I guess it really is a time capsule to just go back and be like, oh, like we're talking about all these Lil rappers that, you know, are pretty much gone now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a fun time.
Yeah. Okay. So that was February 24th, 2019. Now, Phil, are you ready to set us up for the next 3 years where we'll be good through 2025?
Look, that's the problem with this kind of stuff is like, you know, the language is ever changing. The trends are TikTok, mm-hmm. especially, you know, like
one second. Big.
Right. We briefly touched on TikTok at the time, but I don't think like obviously it was like where it is now. Remember, I was like TikTok is for, you know, cool people. I'm trying to get in on the ground floor on Cheese, which was like another like short video app. Yeah, that didn't work out. Mm-hmm. My Cheese career did not hit the ground running, unfortunately.
You backed the wrong horse.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you got to take a big risk. You know, big risk, big reward. You got to spend money, make money.
That's true.
And, you know, it didn't work out. But I can confidently say you will be able to live your life being able to talk to the younger generation. I think that's, you know, for at least a few weeks. So.
Yeah. Well, look, in the podcast game, you know, you have to keep adapting. You know, I gotta keep finding ways to reach younger and younger audiences because, the people that have been with me, I mean, they're not leaving. Let's be honest. They've been with me. They know where
you're
it's
at. This point.
But I gotta keep, you know, they say in the podcast game, if you're not growing, you're dying. So I got to find new ways to reach younger and younger audiences.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you with that. So yeah, if you want to jump into it, we can get started. I have prepared a little bit of a teaser for us. Yeah. So I found it.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Akiva, last week we worked on writing a children's book. I saw some people saying that it seems like we don't even know what a children's book is like.
I would argue they don't know what a podcast is.
Right. Stay in your lane, people. Like, you know, leave the podcast topics to the big dogs here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we had a fun time last week on, and I don't know when the book is coming out, but
yeah, we got to speak to Tricky. Tricky is,
Who's drawing the pictures? Don't you Tricky. Like, you gotta have pictures in there.
Yeah. Okay. That's our graphic designer. But he might be busy with some other things.
He offered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. All right. Let's get back to the Millennials boot camp.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, do you want me to play or okay?
You're ready for me to play an audio clip. You have a clip.
Yes.
Do you want to set the clip up? Is this from one of your upcoming projects?
Oh yeah. No. I mean, no. It's just like a teaser for you know, what's to come. What we're gonna learn about in this session here.
So. Okay.
Hey. Are you tired of sounding out of touch?
Like, we're going to the store.
$10 is still on TikTok.
Introducing the new and improved Millennials Bootcamp, a program designed for you to go from hello, fellow kids, to poggers, my guy, that's a W. I'm Phil T, and this is Millennials Bootcamp. So try Millennials Bootcamp today, and remember, it's about knowledge, it's about power. We stay hungry, we devour.
Yes.
Can you smell what Renap is cooking?
There you go.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Did you co-opt the Jackass theme music in there?
Look, I'm trying to stay current, but even that is like a
they're back.
So I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, they're back. So this is my strategy, you know, like mix in a little bit of like millennial stuff with, you know, so that they can absorb the information that I'm telling.
By the way, Akiva, that it was the Super Bowl this past weekend. Did you like when The Rock introduced the Super Bowl? I saw some people saying that went on too long.
I thought if The Rock's coming out, I think Stone Cold has to give him a stunner on the field.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, that would have been fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, well, Peacock has all the WWE stuff, so it would have been good synergy.
Yes, I think that would have been great for Peacock. And then, like, hey, there's – and setting up a match at WrestleMania. Like, how great is that storyline? Like, hey, he gave him a stunner on the field 2 seconds before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty wild. Okay. Remember when LT used to fight like Bam Bam Bigelow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're losing the millennials. Okay. All right.
I was working this week, and one of the people, not one of our announcers, but one of the like Olympic broadcasting announcers, after a speed skating race, Phil T, this woman who's probably like a 40-something-year-old like British woman, she said that race was on fleek, as the kids say.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm.
Well That's done.
A, yeah.
That's 2022, I mean, I don't know.
Little, 2022. Right?
I haven't heard it for a while.
I feel like 2016.
I asked a young person at work. They said you can only say it about eyebrows these days.
Right. In context. Yeah. Like some of this stuff gets a little out of hand. You can just start using it. But yeah, I think the moment's passed there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Phil. So what do you have for us today?
Okay, so I have done a little bit of preparation. So, you know, you can just stop me whenever, you know, I can just keep going with words. I have some suggestions from the Renap audience that we could get to as well.
Great.
And I tried to take those into account when prioritizing which words we're going to talk about. But also another thing, you know, I've been painted as an expert, but I'm not necessarily an expert. So if I get some of this stuff wrong, okay, you know, I will cite my sources. You know, I've been using slangit.com. I've been using Urban Dictionary. I've been using Know Your Meme. Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
So we're going to, you know, blame those sources. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just conveying the information. I'm the messenger. Okay. And that's, yeah, that's,
leave,
that's
leave I, Phil alone. Okay.
Yeah. I'm very sensitive. Mm-hmm. Boy. Okay. It's fine. It's
I have to say, that, you know, I got dragged, on Twitter the other day because that, somebody, it started off, it was good, but it was, it took a sour turn because somebody said to me, Rob, after all these years of not being a boomer on Renap, when you told Grace on the sports wrap up that scanning a random QR code could hack your phone, you never sounded more like a boomer.
Wow. Firing shots at Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah,
okay, Phil, would you scan that QR code as a you know, our expert in youth culture, that did you scan that QR code?
I did not personally scan the QR code.
It was sus to me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think there are like legal ramifications if the, you know, they're just like putting up a dangerous QR code during the Super Bowl, right? Like that's, you know, I don't know
that.
I have no idea, but like I personally did not scan it. I, you know, in the world we live in, we're scanning a lot of QR codes. I'm kind of getting used to just doing it, but yeah, I mean, keep your eyes peeled because you know, that's it's definitely not good idea to do on time.
So. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
Akiba wouldn't do that.
I would no, I would never scan a QR code.
No, yeah. It's against everything you stand for.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let's jump into it here. I got a couple people actually brought this word. And I guess, you know, it's already been mentioned in the podcast. Why don't we just talk about it? Let's talk about the term chuggy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just start right there because, you know, this is a relatively, not super brand new, but, you know, I got enough inquiry about it that, you know, we had to do some deeper digging. So Rob, I feel like you understand what this means.
Yeah. Right? First off, millennials, if you don't even know what chuggy is, then you're in the right place. Okay. Just sit down, stop what you're doing, get out a pen because we're going to help you here today.
Right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that, right? I mean, I mean, from my understanding,
do young people have pens? Like, do they carry them?
Well, we're talking to millennials. Millennials have pens.
Millennials definitely have. Right, we should make pens. It
clear. This is two millennials about.
This is our love letter to generation. Millennials to help them be less chuggy.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Because you know we don't. I mean, you know. I don't think it's a bad thing to be chuggy. You know, live your life, be yourself.
But, live, laugh, you know, love. That's it.
You have to deal with the consequences. The young people, you know, do not mess with your chuggy culture, and they will call you out on it. So you know, Keith, do you want to just say what you think chuggy means? Because you probably have a good grasp.
I think it means like basic or like very boring or average.
So it's a little bit more specific than that. I guess it's so it actually is based in origin, according to slangit.com. I actually wrote according to slangit.com so that I don't get dragged. Okay, slangit.com. The term was created by TikToker Haley Kane.
Oh.
And, you know, she had a TikTok apparently that was her describing basically this like – try hard millennial lifestyle and the trends associated with the millennials and basically was talking down on that kind of stuff, you know, stuff like, you know, basing your whole personality on Harry Potter or like
having a middle part or right, it's 9 o'clock.
Yes, it's 9 o'clock. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Basically just calling
1 o'clock. Rob, what's that?
Well, you're not a big drinker.
Mm-mm. It's never 1 o'clock for me.
Yeah, right. But millennials love wine, Akiva.
Should I say it's Coke 0 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I agree. I think that I co-sign that.
It's always Coke 0 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Phil, do you know the etymology of the word chuggy? Why chuggy? Is it like two words put together?
I'm telling you, I could not find this for the life of me. And maybe that's just like a testament to my bad Googling abilities, but I don't know what it's derivative from at all. Like it just seems like a made up word, which is, you know, just as corny as like calling it, these people out. Like if you made this word up to like, and like you're using it and like, it feels very forced. Like to me, the term Chugi seems so forced. Mm-hmm. It feels like, I'm going to get called Chugi, right? I was going to say like, oh, it's a Gretchen Wieners, like stop trying to make Chugi happen. Guys. I out-chugged myself. I outed myself as Chugi, but whatever. Like, I think it's pretty cringe. Like, and I'm pretty in the cringe. Mix here. I don't think that like, I'm just trying to defend the millennial side of me. Okay.
Cause right. You know,
I'm famously like I demonstrate myself as a cusper where I can just like weave back and forth. But, you know, you guys are wrong on this one.
Well, I mean, the millennials, that is a big age group of people. I mean, it goes from Phil T to Akiva.
Yeah, that's a huge group.
That's a huge group of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're the same guy, but I hear what you're trying to say. We're different ages.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
All right. So, Chugi, that's the look.
I'm out on Chugi.
You're out on it. Well, you can be out on it, but if the Gen Z bullies are in on it, like you don't have a choice.
Right. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it doesn't sticks and stones. Okay. If you call me Chugi, I don't even recognize that term. Actually, I don't respect it. And I don't like it.
Okay.
So anyways, whatever. That's me coming out the gate, hard against the word that I brought. Okay. But anyways, it's fine.
No, it was an important word to start this discussion.
Right, because I feel like a lot of people were wondering. But yeah, it's just, you know, basically trendy millennial stuff that, you know, are associated with being corny, like, oh, live, laugh, love, and like stuff like that. So whatever, let people live their life. If that makes them happy, let it happen. Okay? Anyways, okay, let's move on. My next word I have is poggers.
Poggers. Okay.
Poggers.
Now, okay. Phil, do you know about pogs?
I do know about pogs. I do know of pogs. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the concept, really. I think there's like little discs, but I don't know what you do with them.
So the concept is it was almost like baseball cards, but for nothing.
Are you familiar with tiddlywinks?
Are those like Jax-esque? Like Jax?
Basically.
Those are Jax-esque.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. See, I mean, you know, I know of these things. The internet does exist, so I can't.
They were like circle cardboard things, and then basically you would like play. You could like put them up against your friends' circle cardboard things.
So you just like line them. Like I don't. What do you mean by?
It was like a stack, and then like basically, and then you take something called a slammer, which was like a thicker piece, and then like you'd like.
Hit oh my the god! You sound them. So chuggy right now.
Thick with two C's.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then
whoever, like, if they like landed up, they were yours, whichever one you could keep, but they were like some very cool pogs. And then everyone would be collecting pogs. And then one day they weren't very soon after they were.
So wait, you go and you buy pogs and then you play the pogs, but you like can lose them to your
friends.
You can
lose them. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of toys like that. I think that's when you're like in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. I think that's okay. Well, yeah, I guess, you know, just like that's I feel like, you know, if I paid money for pogs, I want to keep my pogs. I don't want to I wasn't a gambler when I was 8 years old, but I feel like,
it's like a kids like to gamble.
If you can't handle it, Phil, get out the game.
Oh, kids love to gamble, which is part of the problem, right? Like I think that's you should stay away from that if you're a child. Anyways,
all right, but let's get back to Pogger. So Poggers has nothing to do with Akiva's Pog collection or the Slammer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. Rob, what do you think Poggers is?
Well, you mentioned it in the song, so right. I'm trying to think in context. But no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard this.
Okay, how about you, Kiva? Do you know about Poggers?
No, I've never heard this term before.
Oh, okay, great. This is great. Wow, it's a great learning experience for everyone. So this one is more of a. This one is like super young. Think of like Twitch viewing audience, young.
Okay.
So Pog Champ is a Twitch emote you can use on twitch.tv. You know, it's like basically like an excited face.
Ah,
you got your mouth wide open
Yeah.
You're, so
I've seen
you're
this
in
guy.
Awe.
Yeah.
Right. The guy is actually he's pretty canceled. So they actually like swapped him out. And like
for an emoji of this guy.
Yeah. So they originally it was this guy's face, and then like, you know, he got canceled or whatever. And
do we want to know what he got canceled for? Or
I think it's freedom anti-vax stuff. I think something like that.
Okay.
Not super. Yeah. I mean, just anyway. Anyways, on Twitch they like did a contest thing, wherever. Anyways, Poggers is basically like. Not even a short form of that. It's just like a different way of saying PogChamp. And like people will use it in TikTok videos or, you know, whatever, like as like a way to express their enthusiasm. Wow.
Yeah. Poggers. Like, okay. Now, Phil, according to the Urban Dictionary, they describe PogChamp as someone who, according to Urban Dictionary, gets laid very often, very seldom going more than a few days slash a week without having sex.
See, very seldom.
And this is, you know,
this guy's a slammer. You know what I mean, Akiva?
Okay.
You're just saying seldom, right, Phil D?
Totally. Yeah.
Seldom, yeah.
You know, educated on English, on the English language. Sometimes they'll use, I think maybe they will seldom use it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still in the mix sometimes.
Yeah. Well, look, these kids grew up with an iPhone. They could Google every single word, and if there's something that they didn't know, so they have very good vocabularies.
Yeah, their phone fixes their mistakes for them. Mm-hmm. They don't even have to think about their mistakes because, you know, they'll just type what they think and Google reads its mind.
So, Phil, Poggers, is Poggers a noun, an adjective?
Okay, so let me think because, wow, speaking of being
bad, can you use it in
English,
a sentence for us?
Yeah, so like, so it is, it's an adjective, right? I think it can be an adjective. You would say something is very poggers, or you would just say poggers as like, you know, like
I'm excited.
A reaction to something. Yeah, like, oh, Rob's pumping out 8 podcasts this week, poggers, like, oh my God.
But you wouldn't
like,
say that the last episode of Renap was poggers.
I would say, like, I mean, me personally, I would say it was pretty poggers. I thought it was
okay.
an enjoyable experience. But I mean, you know, some might, maybe, you know, the kids that are looking forward to this book might even say poggers because, you know, that's just something they might say.
Okay.
Yeah. So. All right.
I'm poggers that you're back here to talk about all this stuff with us, Phil.
Oh wow,
yeah, everyone's gonna be poggers. Everyone might be poggers out by the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's too. So yeah, like the energy feels very poggers right now. Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Is it poggers with a Z, or we're not doing that anymore?
No. We still. I mean, well, it depends who you are. I guess I don't think I'm seeing many poggers with a Z.
Okay. Okay.
But you know, I feel like that's too on the nose for Gen Z to like.
Too on the nose.
What poggers?
Are we still doing like the E as like the number 3? Are we still changing different letters to numbers?
Look, it like I said, it really
or
depends.
Or poggers with a dollar sign.
Because, you know, there are so many SoundCloud rappers out there now that, you know, every name is taken. So sometimes you just have to flip that 3 into an E or the E into a 3 or like put in like, ampersand or is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You basically get people who, you know, have like Elon Musk's kid's name as rappers now. So, you know. We've gone beyond the just the replacing letters with numbers. It's like we're putting the symbols in there too.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, just to do one more sentence based on what I've found. Seems like that the original PogChamp guy got a little too poggers back on January 6th.
Oh, I didn't know it was that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, geez. Way too poggers.
Mm-hmm. Or Yikes. he might have just been a little too poggers about January 6th.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I mean, yeah, that would be a definitely a turn of events.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. You're a little less poggers about that guy. But he was already canceled.
I mean,
he was already
we were already less.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we were less poggers about him already. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Okay. Phil, anything else on poggers? Are you ready for give us another word?
I think we're ready to move on here, Keeve. What do you think?
I'm poggers about poggers? The next word. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. So next up we got bussin.
Bussin. Like a bussin holiday.
See, I wish I could pick up what you're putting
like when you
out.
Do mm-hmm. like when you do what you would do on your job when it's your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Bussin.
Yeah, that's a busman's holiday.
Oh, okay.
You don't know about busman's holiday?
Wait, is that like a Canada thing? Am I just like
Akiva is a quarter Canadian?
It's right. True. Yeah, I think it's not a Canadian thing, but it could be like, let's say, you know what would be a busman's holiday if you went like on a big vacation, but it was in Canada. For you, that would sort of be a busman's vacation.
So like a staycation?
Yeah, but it was like in another part of Canada. Like,
it would be like if I had like a day off and then I was a guest on a bunch of people's podcasts
that
on my
be
day
a,
off.
That would be a busman's holiday.
Like you were still working on your mm-hmm. holiday.
That is really what Rob does, but yeah, mm-hmm. that would be the example of a busman's holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like playing hooky, but you're not but
to go to another school. It's playing hooky like, to go yeah, to a different school.
To like mm-hmm. okay. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
See, I like We're that when you guys can teach me and I can teach right. you. Yeah. It's like, right. it feels like a very mutual thing. And it's
great. It is. Yeah. It's very
okay.
mutual.
Phil, here. Bussin. Bussin. Okay.
Bussin. Okay. So, yeah. This one got a little bit out of control. This is a little old, I guess I would say, but you know, it's still, it's hard because like time is so relative. I say it's a little old. It's probably last year. Like,
it always kept this list going for 3 years, Rob. So like some of this stuff was on the list the day after recording.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Yesterday.
No doubt.
Definitely that kind of person that's just keeping an Excel spreadsheet of this mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm. Lots of them.
Totally. Yeah. So bussin, I believe the original popularization of it was, you know, again, this is gonna be a common theme, like, you know, TikTok is like all about, you know, this is just what this is now. Okay. This is all, everything is popularized on TikTok. And if you try to get me to go deeper than that, I can't. Okay. Because I can only look at the first page of Google. So bussin.
Yes.
Primarily used to describe something delicious, but can, you know, has been, you know, elevated to like just basically describe anything that's really good, you know, you
would anything say like, that's really good. Okay.
Basically, mm-hmm. Yeah. So like literally anything, you know, I think for the example here, I have, you know, pizza, that the pizza was bussin, you
the
know,
pizza and was bussin.
But the thing about bussin, okay, mm-hmm. is that you can add more bussins to emphasize even
bussin,
further.
Bussin.
Mm. Bussin, bus, and then you can keep going with it, and you know it's you know can get it's like there's an infinite amount of bussins. You just really sure. what's in your
what's
heart.
The most bussins you've ever heard, Phil T?
I think in one sentence, maybe like I mean like
what's
back
the
to
record?
Back, I'd say maybe like four, like
four max. A grand slam of bussins,
but mm-hmm. that's like. You have like one of those in your lifetime. Like you can't just say something because otherwise nobody will respect your credibility.
Right,
you
know? Like
you,
the boy who cried bussin. Yeah,
yeah, yeah that's what they say. So you get four bussins once. How many? Right. How many times?
Like
can
the
we
veto.
Three?
Yeah,
it's like a one time. Yeah, yeah. Because like if you're just going around saying it's bussin, then you know mm-hmm. nobody is gonna. Everyone's like, yeah, okay, I bet it's. But it's not, mm-hmm. you know, like, mm-hmm. So
what
yeah.
about three? How many times can we use three? Three bussins.
Three, still very, like once still a month? Very rarely, I'd say. I say like maybe like you can use two as often as you want. I think that's perfectly fine. Three occasionally, maybe like once or twice a year. And then you get a one time for the four. Like,
can
one
you say
time
something's not bussin?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. I think that, you know, most of these Gen Z terms, they're all about emphasizing positivity.
Yeah.
But you can also, you can use the, you know, they're a very positive generation. We love to, I mean, I don't know. But we love to see that from them.
We feed the positive.
But you can say not bussing. I think, you know, you can have an argument. You can debate someone. They say that's bussing. You say, no, that's not bussing. And then you talk about it.
Phil, do we know about the word origins of bussin'? Where did this come from?
I'm going to say that, you know, on 90% of these things, you can probably just bank that it's just AAVE being, you know, appropriated by teenagers. But that's just like the internet at this point. And I don't know what to say about
that. Yeah.
But,
can you guess why it would be bussin', Akiva? Because, I mean, ideal, I mean, like, taking the bus, I mean, let's be real, it's not glamorous.
Yeah. No, it's not great.
You wouldn't say, like, hey, today, this is great. It's like being on the bus. No one's ever said
this bus is
except
busing.
If you were, like, a little kid and, like, you know, going to school. Like, I mean, that's pretty raucous.
Yeah.
I think, and this is just speculation.
Little kids are poggers to go on the bus.
They're poggers for the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a big metal ride. Like, you know, they don't understand that it's like a boring thing.
And if this bus is rocking, don't come a knocking. That's also like if you have like a tour bus. That's pretty cool.
Oh, like a bunch of pog champs on a rock bus.
Akiva, famously, Madden had a bus.
Madden did have a bus. Was not really bussing. He was bussing around the country. But
he was bussing.
Yeah, can you say this Robitussin is bussin'? Because that's the only thing that rhymes with
bussin'. I
do think young people like cough syrup.
Yeah, I think that's actually true. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the styrofoam cup. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's definitely. I think that it's like maybe like busting with a T, and it's like,
that's why I like
maybe.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. So Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby have a song called Bussin.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. Bussin is an adjective when something is so effing good.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that, yeah, it's just like it was all over TikTok for a time. I don't know if people are necessarily saying bussin' in 2022, but you know, it was almost unavoidable for about like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's
one of those that's maybe fading into obscurity. But I think that if you heard,
well, now that we know about it, forget it.
Well, no, and that's and that was
this is know, really the problem is this is sort of the end for some of these words.
Every they, that's what. Like, no, go ahead.
The day we find out about them, it's not, you know, like soon, like Facebook's going to know about them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it's like, that's my plight. Every time I come on here is like, I am ruining culture right now. Like I'm ruining what's happening. Mm-hmm. I'm ruining by, you know, letting the people who don't know in, but also I want to be inclusive and let everybody understand what's going on. So you're going to be a little bit behind, you know, unfortunately, but you will like know a little bit more about history. And then eventually, you know, maybe you'll be caught up and like you can catch something while it's happening. But, you know,
Phil's philosophy, Rob, is like, if you love these words, let them free.
Yeah.
Like basically, the general population.
Yeah. Also, just get bored. Like, you know, I can't, eventually, like we got to start using something else. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Phil, what else do you have?
How many bussins can we, like, I think going forward, Rob, at the end of every podcast, we'll say how many bussins that episode was.
Oh, that's great. I like that for you guys.
Mm-hmm. But now, I'm seeing...
We get one 4-bussin podcast ever.
Yeah. In my searching, it seems like that bussin is used only to describe food, Phil. Is that how it was and now it's expanded?
That's what I'm saying is, like, you know, at a certain point, people just start using the words wrong and then the definitions get a little bit, you know, misconstrued. And, you know, being that the internet is the Wild West, you can't really, find it unless you were there. You know, it's like, it's very hard. What I'm trying to say is I'm complaining about having to look these up.
Okay.
Just kidding. Anyways, that's bussin'. So
yeah. Great.
Good on you.
Okay.
Just
do lasagna.
I mean, lasagna is pretty bussin'.
Lasagna is bussin'.
I want to invent a word at the end, and maybe like that's so lasagna could be right. Could be one of our terms that we say.
Right. So mm-hmm. I think like a good way to like invent or like get something to catch is like you got to associate it with an emoji. You know, I think that like, you know, cap really blew up when you can use the cap emoji.
Get the hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The hat, of course, you know, you got, you know, mm-hmm. different letter emojis mean so different things.
We should look up
Garfield emoji if they're for lasagna.
Yeah, I think you can't. I think Apple doesn't have. I don't think they can just use Garfield.
Yeah. They can't use Garfield.
I mean, if we take a look at like what are the least used emoji, and then we sort of like, okay, what's the least used emoji? How do we grab that emoji?
Yeah, we could grab an emoji.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. I think this is definitely something that we need to look at. Yeah, because like you know, sometimes you just all of a sudden someone's like, hey, I'm just gonna start using the red flag emoji. You
okay.
know, no one's using that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that one's like literal red flag. So I guess, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah,
That got big.
That got big.
Yeah. It was a moment for sure. So yeah. I think that, you gotta have an emoji association if we're going to think of something ourselves.
All right. Emoji statistics. So I don't know. Mike White, are you standing by? Okay. Let's see. These are the most popular emoji. Let me see if I can find. Okay, let's go to the next one, and then I'll see if I can find the least popular emoji.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Wow. The emoji movie too is going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go to. What do I have here? Should we just jump right into sheesh?
We know sheesh.
Yeah.
You know sheesh, right? Okay.
Yeah.
This one
we'd say sheesh our whole lives.
I was able to find a little bit more on this. Okay, so yes, that is true. Sheesh has been in the lexicon for as long as I can remember. People have been saying sheesh, you know? This one, surprisingly, probably for you, is, you know, started on TikTok, of course. There was a video of a frog, I guess, and okay, it was
so
just
far
like,
I'm with you.
There was a chorus of young gentlemen, I'm assuming, that, you know, were just exclaiming sheesh in the very, like, not just sheesh, you know, it's like a high pitched sort of like,
cause they like the frog.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like I watched the video.
Frog.
I watched the video. The frog's not doing anything. It's just like a video.
They've never seen a frog before.
I guess. I think that's what it was. And then they, you know, it was just like a chorus, an angel's choir.
And they were feeling froggy.
They were feeling froggy. Yeah. I think they might have been because, you know, they're sheeshing all over the place.
And how does it sound? Is it like sheesh?
Right. A little. So you got to go. You got to hold it longer, I think. And you got to go a little bit higher.
Hmm. Yeah.
So like so to demonstrate if you, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
if you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh no.
I'm going to say sheesh to your sheesh.
Oh no. Cut it out. Okay. Yeah. No, I got it. Look. Okay. I got it. Sheesh. And then, okay. It's not just vernacular. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to do the arm thing.
Okay? What's the arm
you,
thing? I didn't
know
the arm thing.
Do you know what I'm talking about with the arm thing?
No.
Okay.
It should have been a video episode.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. So basically when you are to, when you choose to sheesh, it is basically like a big flex. It's kind of like, oh, I did something really cool and now I'm going to celebrate. And you do, an arm motion, credited to, NBA, player Nick Young, AKA Swaggy P, I believe. Swaggy P. Is it Swaggy P? Iggy Azalea. Something like that. Anyways, you do the arm thing where you stick your arm out and you do this and you say, it's like ice in your veins.
It's ice in your veins. It's not like
ice in your veins. Yeah.
It's not like I'm getting ready to donate blood.
No, it's ice. You're checking, you're feeling like your veins and you know, it's cold. It's like ice in your veins.
And then do you do like a shiver? Like I'm so cold. Like the motion.
Rob looks cold.
I think you looked very cold. Stylistically, I think you can. It's open to your own interpretation. I think that it's you kind of could like you know swag on like. That's style points. If you do the ice in your veins and you also shiver afterwards, maybe you like pull out like a popsicle or something, and you know, just like out of your back pocket. I don't know.
You know what says sheesh a lot?
Who's that?
My son,
LeBron James. Oh. He says it constantly.
Right. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a sign to me.
That
it's like over.
Not that it's kind of over because he's like.
I think how old is LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron. LeBron is very chuggy.
According to my research, he was kind of there at the inception of sheesh, you know.
He was there?
Yeah, no, he was there. I think he's one of the guys with the frog.
Phil.
So it's just like the problem is. Sorry.
Space Jam 2 was pretty chuggy. You got to admit.
Look, any sequel like that is, 100%.
I actually got hired as a film critic. I don't know if you know this, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I reviewed Space Jam 2. My review is one word, and that word. Sheesh.
Yeah, Shannon Gus, they even told us like she was not poggers about Space Jam, and she said Space Jam 1 was bussin.
She really went
and that
there.
Means something different in Australia.
Yeah, we have to wait for Australian words or not trash for there to get the explanation.
Okay, yeah, but you know, yeah, I guess that's sheesh.
Sheesh. So it's just like amazement.
Right. Like, so, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Or like, what?
Yeah, I'd say like, I think like when I think of it, I think of it as like a, in the way that the TikTok people are using it. I think it's like a celebration or a flex of like, sheesh, look at this cool thing. Like, to go back, if you like yeet the water bottle, and it lands properly, you would do a sheesh after to flex.
Okay,
I guess.
So anyway, I looked up some of the least used emoji that I think are ripe for us to maybe like build some sort of like you know cultural phenomenon around. Okay. I've got two. Okay, yes. First is the monorail.
Okay, the trolley?
It's not the trolley. The monorail. Type the monorail into your phone and it will pop up with the emoji for the monorail. It's like the blue first car of a monorail. It's like the nose of a long monorail that you might take around like Las Vegas or something.
Okay, so is there a subway emoji, or could this just be the Bing Bong emoji and we're like stepping on it?
What's the Bing Bong emoji?
I don't know.
Subway are two different ones. Oncoming subway car. Monorail is if you type in monorail, you get like the nose of this monorail car.
Oh, okay, perfect. So this is one we can hijack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that there's monorail, and then the other one is type in card index. And I don't know, Phil, if you're going to know what this is, but it's sort of like Akiva, like a Rolodex that you would have with like a picture of a woman's face on it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So for the first one, monorail. Okay. So it says,
you have mono.
Text that to
Sam Darnold.
How often does that come up?
Like, not that
that's
often.
That's why it's the most.
Not that often. Emojis,
but for young people, I mean, that's really the primary demographic. But probably during COVID, I think mono probably was at all time low.
Yeah. Is that true? Why? Because they're doing the most smooching?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we can reimagine that. Okay. Monorail, mono, you're sick. Okay. So if you drop the emoji, that means, you know, that's sick, right?
Mm-hmm. That's sick. Because you have mono, you're sick. So monorail is sick. That's sick.
We figured it out. That's a great one. I think like that's definitely, that could catch on. I think that's real.
It could be contagious.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Very contagious. As contagious as mono.
Mono.
Some would say. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Yeah. Okay. And then for the card index emoji.
It's like a Rolodex. Yeah.
Right. So like you could, this is like, hey, like, you know, I got plans tonight, you know, this, and then like send that. And it's like,
well, you wouldn't like put your plan, Phil, you wouldn't put your plans. This is like, you have like so many women's phone numbers. You need a card index.
I'm just saying it to use this in conversation.
Yeah.
I think if you were talking, you know, with a homie or something, you would say like, hey, I got plans tonight. Drop the card index. It's got the little, you know, it's like your Rolodex of baddies. You know, it's like, I'm going to go through and like,
yeah, know. Yeah. Like, it's like your address book of like, you have so many numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. I think
that's perfect for us.
Yeah. Yeah. So people, like,
Rob and I combined have just hundreds of baddies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, my other phone. Yeah. Yeah. But if people want to tell us that they like this podcast, they could just drop the monorail and then we'll know. Right. This podcast is sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Monorail. And, yeah. And can they throw in the, okay. So monorail is sick and card index is for the baddies.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I just tweeted a bunch of monorails and card indexes. Hell yeah. See if people know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think we did it. That was good.
Yeah.
We nailed it.
And should there be a limit on the number of monorails that you should use in a tweet? Like, should it be like bussin', 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 bussin'?
Yeah. So that's the problem, right? I think one says it all, because, you know, I think you want to use the one. And if you use more than that, it just kind of goes against what it's all about.
You know, it's too much.
So it's a monorail. It's one.
Mm-hmm. Monorail, right?
Because then it's a dual rail.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. And then it's not about sickness anymore.
It's not. Yeah, that's right. You're unless showing you use, your ignorance.
You
if you, if
19, you use 19 of them.
Phil, what word do you have next to help further educate the millennials out there?
But yeah, okay. So, let's see. Do you guys have any requests yourself? Have you heard something in the lexicon? In the out in the world that you want to expand on and talk about?
No, I would instantly look it up if I heard it in the wild.
Right.
That's why Rob has a second phone. It's not for the baddies. He just like needs to look up
right
words.
Yeah, TikTok drains my battery.
Only the Google app on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Okay. So let's move on. Okay. So let's move on to I got a request for this one.
Yeah.
I think it's been around, but it's also, you know, on the rise again. So I think it makes sense to talk about the word based.
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 Yeah. What do you think?
Now, B-A-S-T-E?
No. Yeah. The turkey baster emoji.
Yeah. So B-A-S-E-D.
Yeah. Based. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Akiva based. is based out of a hotel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. Precisely mm-hmm. like that. Okay. So, what do you think? What do you think about based?
What I know, like a based god. I don't know what that means, though.
Wow.
Yeah.
Akiva, look at you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
Man. Right.
It's like a video game, and then the video game didn't have like a perfect translation. Like all your based gods belong to us or something like that.
No. Okay. So the based god.
It's like, I think that's the video game is like based on a movie or something like that.
Oh, like the new movie with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Like based on a true story. That's mm-hmm. what they're saying.
Right. Wait, what's that movie called?
So it's like based.
Uncharted. Uncharted is based on a video game.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Weird. Yeah, I keep seeing that.
If it gets that base, they're saying like, wow, this could have been a true story.
Right. Okay. So there's a long history. So base god, he's basically a rapper, and he like almost like in Chugi territory of like mm-hmm. right in the 2010 to 2012 range, coming super popular out on YouTube, the internet. And he's basically become like this sort of mythical figure that, you know, internet memers like bow down to. So like if you, you know, approve of something or you see something that's cool, you would respond and be like, that's based. Like, I think it's coming back in a different context of Like, if you see, okay, actually, I have a source for this one as well. Okay. So if you see like something that, on Reddit or something that is not necessarily, you know, a take that everyone, a hot take, one might say, but you agree with it, you would say that's based, or you just say based. Like, you wouldn't say that's based. You just say based. Like, you just,
I confirm.
Yeah, basically, like an affirmative of like, or like a cosine of something that, you know,
cosine
may not be like a super popular opinion. Like, oh, I put pickles on my grilled cheese, and then someone's like, oh, that's based. You know,
that's based.
Wait, pickles based on grilled cheese is based. I'm writing it down.
Right, because it's weird.
Yeah, don't say also, pickles, because oh, Phil, Akiva's mouth is going to start watering. Yeah,
you stay hydrated. Wait, can you? Is this, if you drink your own spit, is that hydration? Okay, I don't know. But yeah, I think like, you know, that this is a very, I think for you specifically, I think this is a term that you guys can utilize. I think so, in terms of relations,
we got to use it in a sense.
Yeah. So Phil, that we are going to have coming up pretty soon, the 2022 hot takeoff. If somebody has like, might have like a wild take, but I kind of agree with it. Like, no, I'm based.
No, or are they
just say
based?
No, based. Just, no, you just based.
Oh, don't nobody's say any, based.
One, the sentence can only be the one word. That's it.
That's
just based.
It.
Just based. Mm-hmm. Things just can be based, based. But if you want to be cool, you say based and you walk away. It's like an explosion. You just say based and you walk away.
Can you tell me more about the based God?
Yeah. So, he's like the ultimate, like, troll rapper. Like, I think
rapper.
I fully believe he's self-aware. Where he got really popular by just rapping like absurd lyrics, like very explicit lyrics, but just like absolutely, they don't make any sense logically together. He would just string words together and be like, and you know, he'd talk about a lot about cooking and swag and stir the thing with the cooking and the
so
stuff.
Based God is actually Lil B.
Yes, Lil B.
Okay.
Right. And he, you know, he would just say, I look like, and then he just say like, I look like Hillary Clinton, something. And like, it just be like, it just make absolutely no sense.
But he actually bears resemblance to Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Surprisingly, they,
cause I've seen pictures of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a bizarre early phenomenon of like just absurdist humor.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
That just took off.
According to the Urban Dictionary, it says a based God is an individual that possesses maximum swagger, a mansion, sports cars, wonton soup, and the inherent ability to F your B word.
What?
Wow.
Now the wonton soup is the one.
You must be a wonton soup. Yeah,
yeah, that really raised my eyebrow. Yeah,
what's wrong with the wonton soup?
Nothing. It's bussin'. But I didn't think that those are the big five things that you needed to be a based God. Like I got the maximum swagger. Yeah, about wonton soup.
I think there's a song about wonton soup. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's delicious.
I love wonton soup. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess like
Akiva, where was wonton soup in your soup rankings?
I think it was pretty high. I'm a pretty big fan of wonton soup.
Yeah, you didn't have a 32 fan soup tournament, right?
We have not done a soup tournament. It's very hard. We've found to create like 32 soup.
Maybe Lil B already did it for you.
You did think a soup there's tournament?
A tier list?
I would just say that just be careful if you invite Lil B to the soup tournament and anybody's wives are around, because that he has an inherent ability. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Right. It's
I was looking for like my soup rankings.
Once he walks in with maximum swagger.
Yeah.
All the way.
Good night.
See you later. It'll be busted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's could you imagine his card index?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of baddies in there.
Many, many.
And also a lot of probably like good places to get Chinese food.
Yeah,
that's a double whammy.
I was looking for my soup rankings with wonton, so I Google Gmail searched wonton, and all I see is an email from my wife.
Yep.
And it says, at first it says blow up bed.
Whoa.
And then it says bagel cut. Grandpa likes everything sesame, pumpernickel, garlic.
Bagel cut.
And then wonton egg drop soup. Yeah, well, I don't know what blow up bed is or bagel cut.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there's 7-year-old instructions. Should I respond right now to my wife's email from 7 years ago? I'll say okay.
Yeah, just hit her with the monorail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna hit her with the monorail emoji. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, don't actually hit her with the
monorail. Don't do that.
No, well, I don't have a monorail to hit. I would never hit a woman with a monorail.
Yeah, don't Jesus. Do card index. Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. Okay. Well, maybe is he asking her if she's still having COVID symptoms?
From 7 years ago?
Well, no. Well, now. The email is now.
Oh, right. I forgot she has COVID. Yeah. See, Rob's taking more care of my family than I am. Yeah.
And if she eats a soup, then, that's
yes.
probably...
Yeah, am I a bad person? Want that soup? Yeah. I'm not home. And, so everyone got COVID.
Okay.
Except for me, because I'm not there. But am I a bad person? My first thought was, other than, everyone's okay, whatever. It's sweet. They got it, just in enough time that when I get home, I'm probably, they're probably not... I can't catch it from them anymore. It's, 7 days or 6 days at that point.
Hmm. Is that maximum swagger? Actually, maximum swagger would be like, I don't even, bring it on.
Give it to
try.
Me twice.
You try. I'm just going to take wonton soup and regenerate.
Maximum swagger, you are immune. You are just immune to sickness, I think.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. That probably makes the most sense.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Phil.
Yes.
Well, I think we're doing great.
Oh, really? Okay, great. I love that.
Yes.
I think you guys are learning a lot. I think
we're learning a lot. It's not really for us. I mean,
oh, right.
We're here to
general.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make to demonstrate. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is about.
Right. Right. For the millennials dealing with, Gen Z people in their lives.
Right, exactly. So
bridging the generations.
Yes. So we should move on. Let's hit next. We should go to do you want to talk down bad? Do you want to talk down
bad? Oh, we know down
bad. Yeah, I think we know.
You
down
know down bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you okay.
Well, yeah. Down bad.
Imagine knowing less than us. Yeah, we should those are the people we should be helping.
Okay. Well, okay. So down bad. Mm-hmm. Down bad. Well, why don't you explain down bad then? Let's hear it.
Let's see. Would you say it's starting to look like our guy Machine Gun Kelly is pretty down bad for Megan Fox?
I mean, they're in a committed relationship.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's got it bad. He's got mm-hmm. it, but I mean, I don't know. So for me, I would consider down bad, more of desperate, thirsty, desperate, froggy.
Feeling froggy. Yeah.
Right. But to the point where you are you can't control yourself.
Can't control yourself. Yeah.
And you are just doing reckless things.
Got
you're
it.
Just out
I
of
mean,
control.
Have you seen some of the things Machine Gun Kelly has done, Phil?
Right. But they have a mutual love, right?
Yeah.
This is kind of
is Kanye down bad for Kim still, do you think?
That's a good example.
Yes.
That's
the best current event example you mm-hmm. could. Yes, absolutely.
If you quadruple text someone and they don't text you back. And
you're
then,
making a, you are publicly tweeting at a stranger. You are basically just check Chappelle's timelines after dark. That's exactly what's going on. Absolute. Reckless frogginess.
Reckless frogginess. Yeah. Okay. So
anyways,
yeah, we got that. We got that.
We got.
One.
It,
yeah.
We got. It. Let's
yeah.
go next.
Yes. Yes.
Let's see. We got. Vibe check. You guys know what a vibe check is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Every week we do vibe checks on this.
Well, this is more famously Phil a vibes podcast it's more a vibe, than a plot, a plot podcast. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You don't.
People used to think it was a plot podcast and they got very wrapped up into mm-hmm. but it said in the Constitution that this was going to happen.
True.
It's no, it's really, it's just vibes.
Now it's just vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if you set those expectations for, you know, something that you have no control over, mm-hmm. you're just going to set yourself up for failure and be sad about it. So, mm-hmm. To me, this has always been a vibes podcast, and I've always got, you know, you guys always pass the vibe check. So mm-hmm. let's move on. You've covered glizzies, I'm sure.
Like guns?
No, glizzies are hot dogs. That's with TikTok Nicole.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
The glizzy god.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we could do a very popular Twitter one, you know, is L plus ratio. This is like something that the mean people say.
Okay.
I don't even want to talk about it. The ratio makes me upset because
yeah.
Because the original ratio
was good. Akiva used to want to get ratioed.
No, you didn't want to get ratioed, but the original ratio was 100%. You tweet and it's all comments. No likes or retweets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Now a ratio has taken on when there's more likes or retweets on a comment to the original tweet than the original tweet. That's the ratio. And
right.
We're now giving the same name to a similar but different concept, and it drives me insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
ratio used to be about batting average, home runs, RBIs. And now,
yes.
now it's like the bullpen coming in.
Boy. Yeah. I mean, I hear you, Akiva. I hear you. I hear you.
This is the one time where the cool people have come second and right. They're like, they've stolen something from the nerds. This was like a sports thing.
All right. Well, hold on. So what is L plus ratio?
Right. Yeah, what's L plus ratio?
I hear what you're saying. I don't necessarily co-sign this as cool. I'm just saying this is what happens. Okay. I'm teaching you about what's going down on Twitter. Okay. So say you're like, Lil Nas X. Okay. And you tweet something. Okay. Someone mm-hmm. will write like mid or like you used to be so good. Or
mid,
like
you're like mid tier rapper.
Right. Oh, yeah. I guess we could have done mid. But yeah, mid is like...
Mid
yeah,
is big. Mediocre. Mid is like your average, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Mediocre. Like, yeah. Ted Lasso's mid. that type of stuff.
Yeah. Let's name other things that are mid.
Yeah.
yeah. Let's open that mm-hmm. can of worms. Yeah. You know, so, you know, you're a little...
I mean, mid is fine. Mid's not bad.
Yeah. Some people strive to be mid.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, and that's perfectly fine. Live your life and be, you know, that's great. As long as, you know, you're happy. That's great.
I aspire to get RHAP to be a mid podcast.
No, we're beyond mid.
Mid?
Yeah, we're beyond mid.
But that's the thing. You said the expectation is low. But as soon as you exceed mm-hmm. them, it's fine. You feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and then, you know, like somebody who would like come to defend Lil Nas X or something, you know, somebody who wrote the mean comment, they would reply to the mean comment and this isn't how it's always used, but they would reply to the mean comment and just go L plus ratio. And then all the Lil Nas X stans come in and they smash that like button and they make the other guy feel dumb because, you know, I feel like that is a situation where like, it's like kind of like a justice situation, but like, you know, usually it's like someone being pretty mean and being like, oh, you tweeted your thought. This is a dumb thought. I don't agree. And I think that it's kind of a gamble. It's a little bit of a gamble where you're like, okay, I'm going to put myself out there, say this is stupid. And then hopefully if I tell people I want the ratio, they're going to hit that like button and support me. And then the other guy looks dumb.
So like the army, so like the barbs will L plus ratio somebody. You know about the barbs, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
No, with the barbs.
That's like the Nicki Minaj fans.
Yes.
Or like Rihanna's Navy or whomever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So somebody has a bad take and then it's like the front line of stands that they come in and say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like the Renappers would come in and
someone would say.
We had haters.
Right.
L plus ratio.
Mm-hmm. L plus ratio. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, this got more likes than what I thought originally. I feel dumb now. What a dumb thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not always, but you know. Anyways, that's L plus ratio.
Yeah. Not a big fan of the Twitter pile on.
Do you ever get ratioed, Phil?
No, everything all my thoughts are always pristine, well thought out, smart, mm-hmm. and you know, agreeable by every single person.
That's mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. So I never ruffle any feathers.
Yeah. I don't come out with a lot of hot takes on Twitter.
No, I'm afraid. So I just like, I don't, I would never, you know, except for I literally just said Ted Lasso is mid. So that's, anyways, it's fine.
Is that a hot take?
I don't know. I think it is. I feel like it is. I mean, I haven't seen season two,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, yeah. you know, I feel like, you know,
it's
yeah. touted as very, very good. I just thought it was okay. I like Jason Sudeikis. He's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ted Lasso is like a Doonesbury cartoon. It's like, that's clever. Yeah.
Okay. It's like a kid's book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's dig into some of the.
I feel like I'm going to get dragged. That was like a very dated, but talk about a comics.
Doonesbury.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It went right over my head. So
Akiva's talking about Garfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Garfield is held up better than Doonesbury, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The kids know about like if I said TikTok and Cole, do you know Garfield? She'd be like, of course, I have a Garfield mm-hmm. lunchbox or whatever. Like mm-hmm. the Doonesbury, nobody has a Doonesbury.
No.
Oh boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Doonesbury is pretty mid, I have to say.
No, I don't even think it's mid. I think it's not good.
Should mm-hmm. I? Okay, I'm going to look this up so I have context here. Okay, Doonesbury Farms?
Doonesbury Farms? Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Wait, this looks like a.
Really, any comic strip.
Okay. Anyways, just like something you would see in the newspaper.
Yeah. They called them the funnies. They weren't really that funny.
The funnies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, our expectations for funny have mm-hmm.
become. Can you imagine riding the monorail and somebody is cracking up laughing at the funny pages, Akiva?
The funnies, like, yeah. That's what people used to call them. And I think that's what killed comics altogether.
RIP to comedy.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Akiva, how much time do you have left?
Yeah, let's.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'll do one more.
You have and a tight then, 10, know... Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So let's do one more, and then I have a secret surprise.
Oh.
Okay.
Woo.
Okay. So let's. I kind of want to just do this one because I have no idea and see if we can figure it out on the fly. So somebody.
But there's one that you don't know.
Submitted into my form.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I made a form for this.
Do you think kids are trolling you? Like the young people, honestly, are trying to like put in
possibly,
words.
Yeah, possibly.
They're like, oh, Phil, because he's actually pretty chuggy. We're gonna make him look bad.
I am, and I, you know, it's fine. I don't care about what I come off across to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one is. Have you heard of the term damp lifestyle?
Damp, mm-hmm. damp. Yeah. Is it like because I'm dripping so much, I'm damp?
That's where my head is at.
Yeah.
I've never heard this, and. It's bizarre to me.
The word damp is kind of gross if you think about it.
Right. But I think like that's like part of the appeal. Like, you know, these contrarian children and, you know, young generation, they just.
Akiva, they don't get grossed out about stuff.
You know,
I Googled damp lifestyle and the first thing came up was damp and mold. It's not a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Maybe this is a troll. You think this is a troll?
No, I buy it. I'd buy it.
Like, you know, an
maybe
early.
It's spelled with like two M's. Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to.
Here, I'll just go on TikTok and I'll search damp lifestyle on TikTok and then incredible. See what comes up.
Right. Because I swear I've never.
Because unlike Akiva, I'm on TikTok and not just to see David Bloomberg's TikToks.
I'm not on TikTok at all. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. I put that you should put your name. They didn't put their name. They put
damp lifestyle. Okay.
Let's I think see. I know what it is.
Okay. I see a lot of women talking about the damp lifestyle.
I think it's people who don't drink.
Is that what it is? No drinking like challenge. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like they used to be wet, but now mm-hmm. they're damp.
So they, yes. yeah, they're dry. They're dry. They're drying yeah. out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's, okay.
They're either on or off the wagon. We never got to the bottom.
Yeah. Okay. Akiva has a pretty damp lifestyle.
Very damp. I'm not a big drinker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's that's extremely helpful to me because mm-hmm. I did not.
Akiva has a wet jumper and is super oh, right. damp.
Mm-hmm. Wet jumper, damp lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on a t-shirt, baby.
What? So when you come down, wait. So you do jump? When you do wet jumper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, at this point, my jumper is probably more. I'm not getting too far off the ground anymore, but Mm-hmm. Well, still going in the hoop.
I'm just saying, like, once you land, isn't there like a puddle underneath you? Like, how do you, like, you wear non-slip shoes? Like, I feel like that's very
well. No laces. There's no laces in my shoes. Mm-hmm.
Right. Wait, are you a Velcro?
No. Just the slip-on on sneakers.
Yeah,
not an ad, but with great shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So damp lifestyle. Rob, you live like a damp. Like you're like damp adjacent, I think.
Damp adjacent. I drink, but I don't really drink a lot. Like I'm almost mm-hmm. never drunk. You know, mm-hmm, I'll have like a drink or two, but I get so hungover and I hate mm-hmm. it so much, so it's almost not worth it for me.
I think maybe damp is like you used to drink and you don't, so I don't even have a damp life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're just dry,
straight dry. Yeah,
mm-hmm. but you're damp because you are dry, but you have a wet jumper, so you're.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, yeah. If you combine the two, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think anybody is down bad for Renap?
Totally.
Yeah.
100%.
I tweeted the picture of the monorail and the card index.
Yeah.
And only Aisha liked it. So she's down bad. She's down bad. She'll she'll support anything we do.
Okay.
I think there are a lot of down bad.
Depends how busting the episode is. I think.
That are they're just trying to get on the wheel. You know, I feel like that's a problem, right?
So those people are, they're like simping for us, you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't say push and pee, I guess. So
push, quickly, pushing pee or push and pee?
That's what I want to know. This is what I want to know.
You know, pushing pee? You guys
know? No, I've never heard it before.
You know, okay. If you're not careful, pushing pee, you're going to be damp.
Right.
I don't know. I think Chester told the story about push and pee recently on
I didn't hear that one. I missed that one.
Yeah, it was gross. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay. So
just don't have young sons. That's what we're
push and pee.
Push and pee. Contrary to how it sounds, it's not about urination.
Mm-mm.
So this is a recent song by the rapper Gunna. Mm-hmm. And he described in a Breakfast Club interview that P means player. Okay.
They get a lot of good interviews on Breakfast Club.
Right. Of course.
The card index of all the baddies of good guests.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So push and P.
Right. Yeah. Push and P. It's just, I guess it just means player. It's just like another, it's just like, this is the cycle of like people trying to usher in new stuff. Okay. So this is like the example of like, oh, we're boosting the P emoji, baby. Like let's go. Let's pick a letter. This is it. This is cool now.
But what does it mean? Pushing P.
It's just like something you would say to demonstrate how cool you are.
Can you use it in a sentence, Phil?
Yeah, like, okay, I mean, I can read the lyrics straight for you if you want.
Yeah.
Player, push and pee. Let's see. Let's get a Future lyric, because I feel like Future really, really was saying some stuff.
Telling us where things are going, hence the name. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, so Future's here. He's pushing pee. Pointer's in the paddock. My piece, I'm pushing pee, okay? So he's bragging about his watch, you know, look at how mm-hmm. cool I am. I got a cool watch. The paddock. Which is like a watch. So, the alliteration of it all.
Patek Philippe?
Yeah, Patek Philippe, famously.
Philippe Patek, whatever.
It's
I don't
a good
know.
Watch. Yeah,
yeah. Not a big watch guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I only know about them from, like, you know, I certainly don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars lying around.
Mm-hmm.
And if you did, would you spend it on a watch? Probably, I guess you probably.
Yeah, I mean, if I had an abundance of money, like, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. maybe, like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. So
and Future, people don't know Future. He has the same amount of career MVP votes as Russell Wilson. Just people were wondering.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that, they recently left an event that Future was performing at.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson and Ciara.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How would they accidentally end up at like at
well,
at
I think, event? I think Drake, it was like a Drake thing and then Drake brought out Future. They didn't know Future.
It always comes back.
But you should just know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you say pushing P in a sentence one more time?
Yeah. Okay. So I just closed the window. It's okay. But I think you get extra points if you put in some alliteration of some sort with the letter P.
Would you say pushing or pushing? Like, are we pronouncing
it? So the sound or the song is pushing. So I think we're just going to go with pushing, right? Yeah, so he said pointers in the paddock. And my piece, I'm pushing P. That's three P's in one sentence. And then the P on top of it. That's a lot of P.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, right. I knew that so, I couldn't get away without saying that one. So.
So if you were pushing P, you're like,
okay. Yeah,
so if like I have plenty of money, I'm pushing P, I could say.
Right. Yeah.
Not me personally. Plenty of money pushing P.
Yeah. And it's pushing good because you said plenty of money with your
plenty.
With your P there.
Yeah. So
cool. You could use the emoji for plenty.
So yeah. Some brands have got in on this. Nike in January tweeted, we had an internal meeting and without getting into the details, we're pushing P, the P emoji, all year. And over at IHOP.
And the P emoji is not your.
Yeah. We're always pushing pancakes. So could we use this for Renap?
We're pushing P, but for podcasts.
Rob and Akiva need a like parentheses pushing and then P emoji podcast. Let me try that. Let me try that tweet and then see if I get a response to that. Let's see.
Probably do big numbers.
Robin, I'll use Keith26. I'll tag you.
Sweet.
Need a.
I like that clout.
Pushing and then P emoji. Okay. And then, Phil, did you have a surprise for us before Uncle Kiwi has to get rolling?
Right. Yeah. So I recently, I feel like you guys have gotten a lot of backlash on
so
this,
much.
This, there's a lot of controversy over the Renap Fiverr song.
Yes.
So I recently reached out to Jack Fox and I was like, can you do this again? So I have a clip, a song. So
Jack Fox is the rapper from Fiverr who recorded our mailbag song.
Right.
And you asked him to re-record it.
I said,
you asked him for a refund or you paid $15 to get the song re-recorded?
No, I was just like, okay, I took it into my own hands and I was like, okay, let's rethink
like a big star now.
I think now he does. I think now he does. I kind of like filled him in on,
Now, do you, when you say on. That in your head, do you think like PHIL'd him in or do you think?
No, I just think about in the English
way. Because you did fill him in.
Okay. I did fill him in, but also double entendre, like, you know, if you want to give me more credit for doing like weird wordplay that I'm not really thinking about, then I will gladly accept it. Because,
okay.
I just want people to think I'm smarter than I am for sure.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, here it is.
All right. So let's listen to what this big surprise that Phil has for us.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Robin Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish. They can take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of cast. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang. Just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. This spin some rhymes. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
Rob and Akiva need a
right.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter. Not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing away. Anchor, if you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads.
Oh.
Dads, where's my mom? An ambush.
Yeah.
An ambush.
Wow.
Where's my mom?
Wow. 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 This Phil is not T the mailbag. This is not the mailbag right now if you skipped ahead.
Phil's T spent.
We're not doing a mailbag in the last 90 seconds of the podcast.
3 years preparing this podcast.
Wow.
Handcrafting artisanal episode from Phil T.
It's amazing.
Look.
Amazing.
Good work,
Phil. You are bussin.
No, don't waste one. It's too. You wasted two this podcast. You're done.
Sheesh.
For the year. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Jack Fox, what a great guy. What a great guy. We love Jack Fox.
Yeah. are you boys with Jack Fox now?
Yeah, I think we message back and forth. We're friends. I mean, I gave him money to be my friend, but he's my friend.
Hey, look, that's how it works.
How I make most of my friends.
Base.
Anyways, yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
I thought it was worth it. Anyways.
Wow, okay, that was incredible.
What a job.
Phil, you've done it again. Can't wait to hear. See, this is going to be fun because Akiva. By the time we do the mailbag, I think this podcast will drop. We will be able to probably get some instant feedback on the first half of the podcast, and then we can address it all in the mailbag, and whether or not we get any monorails, what are people going to think about all of the our tweets that we sent out during this episode?
People will. All right, so what we learn? We learn pushing. We learn bussing.
Well, here, just to reset.
Okay,
we talked about Chugi.
Yep.
Poggers.
Yep.
And I am I am poggers to see what people are going to say about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about if things are bussing.
Yep.
Or bussing or beyond. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
Talked about that.
Sheesh.
We talked about something that's based.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets down bad.
Down bad.
Somebody gets.
Hopefully people are down bad for the pod.
Hopefully we don't get L+ ratio on this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully people don't think it was a mid episode.
Nope.
We get that sometimes, Phil.
But it could be mid. Also, it's mid. I'm okay with mid.
Season 3, episode 7. That was mid. But I'll take it because it's still not as bad as, like, you know, bottom episode.
Mid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A damp lifestyle. Pushing P.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And of course, the new ones about how if something is sick, use the monorail emoji.
Yeah. Sick monorail emoji and then a card index for. What Tristan, you have like
you have many multiple baddies.
We're up next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if something is really great, you just say that was lasagna.
I didn't co-sign that. I didn't base
that's
that.
For me.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
me.
Yeah.
You yeah. Can,
yeah.
Garfield emoji. Something's great, and that means it's lasagna.
Did I miss any, Phil, on the recap?
I don't believe so. I think we got to it all. I mean, obviously there are more words out there, but you know.
Are you sure?
Just use Google, guys. It's okay. Just use Google, everyone.
Okay. Phil, where can people reach out to you if they're on TikTok and they hear something that they don't understand?
So I guess you can find me on most platforms, but not all, unfortunately, at Philard. I was usurped. I actually listened to me say this exact same thing about last year where TikTok has 15, well, actually he's 18 now, squatting on Philard. His name is Philard.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like I can't even, you know, that's your name. Like,
right.
So I'm Champagne Pouty on TikTok.
Champagne Pouty.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm following you on TikTok.
I don't make a lot of TikToks. I mostly make them to make fun of Puya. I haven't for a while.
That's a very niche account then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like how Benny Blanco, if you guys know, he just makes fun of Charlie Puth all the time on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of like the same vibe.
Champagne Pouty?
Aggressively mean. Yeah.
Oh yeah, here you are. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nothing groundbreaking. You know, I'm not super active. The OnlyFans, it's
gone.
Hold on. Wait,
I'm looking at one of these TikToks, and it says something is chuggy.
Right. That was like a year ago, so Chugi's done.
Yeah. Things that are not Chugi: being kind to customer service workers, according to Phil. Yeah. Biking to work. Yeah. 10 plus adults playing Among Us. Not Chugi at all.
Right.
Okay, that was it.
Yeah, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, still holds up. Still holds up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Akiva, yeah. I know you got to get to, you know, the we're just about time to close it out.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. All right. Anything else you want to say before we come back with a mailbag episode? 164B. Is it fitting that as the king of splits in bowling, that this will be a split podcast?
Yeah, maybe I'll have broken my record by the time
this is a 7-10 split. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Akiva, anything else?
No, I love you all. That's the listeners.
Should we start the next part with the new mailbag song?
Well, they just heard it 2 minutes ago, it's, so probably not.
Look,
I think, but that's the next episode. It's gonna be days from now.
It's a different feed. I forgot it's a different feed. So yes, we could start it with
it's the same feed, but different podcast.
I meant like it's a separate file.
Delete it. Yeah.
A new file.
Okay. Delete it.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Phil. We'll be back with a mailbag coming up in a couple days. Stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robinswebsite.com/renapfeed to subscribe. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Robin Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy or sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've gotten your fill. Every weekend, better us. You can get